All right, guys.
Coach, your first opportunity to lead the Raiders coming up in less than a week on the field. What is your philosophy when it comes to preseason games as far as game planning and that kind of thing? Is it just do your thing and evaluate the guys, or is there much game planning for you?
No, there won't be any game planning. Not for the first preseason game. So we'll basically just pare down things that we've installed and try and really evaluate the players, their ability to play fast and some of the basic concepts that we want to, you know, be able to utilize. So we're not trying to outsmart the opponent in this game. We're trying to get a real thorough evaluation of the people we have and what they're capable of, and really looking to kind of settle some of the battles at different positions.
How important is it to see these guys take what they learned from the practice field to the big lights and big stage and turn it on game time, especially when you go?
Well, everything we do is geared toward performing well on game day. So we want to have that heightened sense of urgency. You know, we want to be able to take what we've been able to teach and accomplish on the practice field and apply that in a game setting. And, you know, you typically are looking for guys that when the lights come on and it's in a game situation that they're at their best.
It's been 9 days for Streeter and Walford. Were they worse than you thought they were originally, or any setbacks? Or
No, two different scenarios. I think, you know, with one, we're trying to determine exactly what we're dealing with the non-football situation, and the other is very close. So, you know, two different situations.
Could Oluwale's injury be more significant in terms of time missed than some of the others?
No, I hope not. I don't think so.
Okay. The message some of the players had at the beginning of practice was, because it's a day off tomorrow, is to earn that day off. Did you feel like today they earned it?
Oh, we earned it. We had a great first week or so of camp. I think a lot of productivity, a lot of energy and effort, but a lot of productivity. I think we grew as a football team this week. Went through a lot of different situations. Fundamentally, the teaching that went in, the work and the sacrifice and the coming together and understanding how the system, how we're going to apply ourselves within the system. I think all of that was really excellent. So good first week. This effort would have earned a day off, but it's mandated, so they're going to get it regardless. But I was glad to see that kind of performance.
A lot of the players have mentioned that the background that you coaches have of having played, and recently enough, so they know who you are, you know, Ken Norton and Rod Woodson, the names that they've heard, that carries more credibility in terms of them listening to you. What's your take on that? Do you something that you notice that you...
I don't put a lot of stock as a professional coach into that aspect of it. I'm aware of it. Certainly the guys that have had experience that, you know, we've been in that seat, we've been in those pads, we understand what they're going through. I think there's a different perspective that you have, but there are a lot of excellent coaches that never played the game. So I don't think it has a whole lot to do with whether you can coach or not. I think you have an ability to relate to them a little bit better. So, you know, the coaches are good coaches because you can help your players be better players. That's what you really get. That's what I'm most concerned with.
When a unit has had a bad session or a bad practice, whether it be a position group or a whole group like defense or offense, have you seen the bounce back that you like to see if they kind of reset the mechanism and bounce back?
Well, we're looking to flatten it out and be more consistent on a daily basis. So where we're seeing ups and downs, we want to see the up at a high level and maintained and be consistent with it. So that's what we're striving for. So, if we fall down, we get up. If we stumble, you know, we get back on track. You know, we're going to continue to do that, hit the reset button where we need to. But we're looking to sustain, you know, excellence, looking to sustain, you know, a high level of play. And that's what we're striving for. So, again, it's coming together. I think, you know, we've sputtered a little bit throughout this week where the offense would have the upper hand, the defense would have the upper hand. It's gone back and forth. And that's normal for a training camp. But what we want to see is our effort on both sides continue to elevate.
Significance of the term unpaid debt on T-shirts.
Yeah, it's we heard from a guest speaker who the guy was outstanding, came in and shared a message, and Rob Lively is his name,
and
had a tremendous message about the sacrifices that that are made. And he was talking from a military perspective, but how it relates to what we're doing here on the football field. And it's really about, you know, doing it for your brother, doing it for the guy to your right, doing it for the guy to your left, the accountability for each other. You know, I think the message was right on time for us. It was a moving kind of a speech that he gave and a talk. And I think it resonated with our guys. And so that unpaid debt is something he referred to, and that's something we, when we see that, you know, we reflect on those words that we heard. It was awesome.
How many different speakers have you had since camp began?
We're trying to touch guys with how we can. So, you know, different areas, and that was one.
Your thoughts on Tim Brown's induction into the Hall of Fame?
Well, he, you know, certainly earned it. You know, terrific player, a great Raider. And I'm really, really happy for him. I think, you know, everybody that is associated with the Raiders is, you know, proud to have, you know, another member going into the Hall.
How has Austin Howard done filling in for Watson in the first game?
I think our line's been pretty good. You know, I think, like I said earlier, I think last week, I feel good about the group. I think we have a good group. It'll be competitive for what roles are end up being, you know, determined, but they'll get game time on Friday to really, you know, kind of put it all together. I think the line's working great right now, and I think it's been a pretty solid start for them.
Mike Tice had said earlier this week that he was going to take the Monday off day and maybe re-evaluate how that first team has done. It's been pretty constant, and maybe move some pieces around. Is there any thought to doing that with the other position groups?
We'll do that as a staff, take the time that we have when the players are off to be real thorough going through the tape. We'll have a time to kind of catch our breath and go back and evaluate the roster and talk about the roster. And if we feel the need to alter anything, then we'll do that. But that's pretty normal for, you know, this time of year.
You said you like the way the group is performing right now. Dickman Menelik comes back, and he'll be stepping back into his first team role, or will you stick with these guys?
Yeah, I'm just going to continue to coach the guys that are out here, and guys that aren't ready to go, they'll get the treatment and get back as soon as they can. And, you know, we'll come out here and compete every day. I'm not going to really get into specific discussions about, you know, whose rep and whose role is what at this particular time. I think, you know, right now we're trying to create competition. So everybody is getting significant reps and turns and opportunities.
When you have the first depth chart come out, I guess with just Nick coming up, what significance should be attached to that?
I think the biggest thing you can get out of the depth chart that is going to be released tomorrow is how much has Will been paying attention. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's Will taking a stab at it, and it's going to be fine until the season gets here. It's not going to really be my list until the season gets here. So whatever he put down, you know, good for Will. We'll see how, you know, if he's been watching, we'll be in good shape.
What have you seen at receiver besides us, you know, Streeter and Mr. Bitt? Besides Crabtree and Cooper, what have you seen in other guys like Holmes and Butler so far?
Yeah, I like the approach. I think we've had some really good moments, some outstanding catches and separation and attention to detail. I think we started fast in that area with the receivers connecting with the quarterbacks. I think having that early time helps a little bit. And then, you know, it hasn't been as consistent, you know, throughout the week as I like to see it, as it's going to need to be. So there are a lot of numbers there to work through for us. And so that will be a good position to evaluate. Getting some game reps against other people will be good for us, and seeing how that position continues to grow. But we feel like we have some options there, some guys that maybe will develop beyond what they've been in the past, and we'll see where that goes.
What about your backup quarterback? How
pretty solid. I think quarterback play has been pretty darn good to start camp. Obviously, you know, having Derek lead the way, you know, he provides a great example, even as a young player, of what it should look like.
What's Lee Smith brought to the team since he joined the team and since you're down about it here in training camp?
Yeah, he's a great veteran presence. He's a physical guy. He loves football. That's, to me, you know, we want to collect as many guys that love football as we can.
Nice guy off the field. Seems like he has a bit of an edge to him.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a tough guy. No, he's a man. He's a tough guy. He's a great addition.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.